African-American community and union leaders are gathering in Phoenix today to kick off a conference aimed at influencing the upcoming midterm elections. The Reverends William Barber and Jesse Jackson will host a forum with religious leaders, and speakers include the Executive Vice President of the AFL-CIO and the President of the National Coalition on Black Civic Participation. Held by the A. Philip Randolph Institute, the conference will focus on issues like health care, workers' rights, and economic opportunity. And its theme is Staying Woke and Fighting Back. Here's Cleola Brown, the Institute's president, on what exactly that means.
Well, sometimes we go to sleep at the switch as a society about what is actually happening, because folks are real good at naming things to sound good, but it's not good. And for some administrations, the tagging of different items with a fancy name, or historically, right to work. They forgot the second part of that, right to work for less. It's those kinds of names that, you know, trigger people to become complacent. And that's our job, to make sure that the issue is clearly understood. Stay woke to what is really going to happen with something that's brought forward, and then continue to fight the issue as long as you can stand. Because I think it was Shirley Chisholm that says, if you're not invited to the table, then by God, bring a folding chair. We make sure that we've got lots of folding chairs for folks. So as they remain woke to the issues, be prepared to fight, and don't worry about being tired, because there's so many of us to hold you up.
The A. Philip Randolph Institute is a nonpartisan organization, so Brown says that when considering candidates for the upcoming election, they don't look at the party, but the principles. I started by asking her what those principles are.
That it will sustain the community that we live in, that it will help those who need the help, that that candidate would be open-minded and open to suggestions from the community, because the community knows it better than folks who run for public office just for the sake of being an officer. We want them to understand what the needs are for our people, and in doing so, work with them, not just work in a vacuum to say that they're working for them, but work with them. It makes a better, strong bond.
I want to talk more about the issues in a moment, but let's start by talking about the organization, the approach to organizing for an election like this. So this isn't a presidential election. It's a midterm. It's harder to get people excited and interested. Where do you start?
Well, it's never that hard to get our group of activists started, because the need is always present. There are always things that are going on within the various communities, whether it's within our religious community, our work community, or any community element that impacts us. That goes on every single day. The need for good health care is every single day. Mm-hmm. The need for a good economy that will reflect sustainability for family units, that's every day. The need to be sure for safety, that's every day. So our activists are active all the time. So midterm, main elections, does not matter. Representatives have to understand that our lives are ongoing and our needs are ongoing.
As you organize, are you focusing on voter registration? Are you looking toward turnout at this point?
We're looking towards both. Registration is a primary issue for us because, as you very well know, many states are doing all that they can to suppress voting. Why is a question that people ask. It's easy for us because sometimes politics are skewed in a way that they look to disenfranchise the disenfranchised already. It's a no-brainer for us. The necessity to register people so that their voices will be heard, and to help them to run if they have the gumption. That's a South Carolina word. The gumption to get out there and stay in the fight 24/7.
So you're also looking for candidates.
We look for activists who can represent us in the fight. Yes, we are.
Okay.
And if they're a candidate, an agitator, a writer, or whatever, those are the folks that we're looking for.
All right. You mentioned a few of the issues you're looking at. I want to talk specifically about labor rights and union organizing. I know you spent a lot of your career working in that realm. What role do you see for unions coming up in this midterm election?
You know, as laws change, people seem to think that unions change as well. Unions have a basic need, and the basic need is just fairness for working people so that you can work with dignity, so that you could work and earn an honest day's pay for an honest day's work, and so that there's no disparity, that you do not leave your dignity at the door of any workplace that you go into. So unions having to refocus and just restructure a fight every time there's a change is a common thing for us. It's not like the country itself opened its arms to the trade union movement. It did not. Every single union that represents a worker here had to struggle to give workers a voice. And every single worker, every single day, must continue that fight. Sometimes the fighting is fun, because at the end of the day is that paycheck that you know that you've earned, that dignity that you know you deserve, and the benefits that your family and you really need in order to keep yourselves going.
Cleola Brown is the president of the A. Philip Randolph Institute. Cleola, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.